Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
RadioAFS.com. It's the show that educates and not eradicates. Welcome to The Beating Drum, the premier Native American radio show that is preserving and restoring positive Native imagery and sports in the American mainstream. Call in at 646-668-8467 to talk with your host, Barlin Steve.
What is going on? The Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media. It's Farmer. You got Steve. How are we doing tonight, Steve?
I'm doing all right. Surviving.
Man, gotta love technical difficulty messery. For some odd reason, my headphones weren't working here in the studio, so I had to go to another pair. But I'm here, man. So how was your week, brother?
It was busy. Busy and fast. So.
And I hear you. You know, Farmer started a new second job, so been kind of busy and hectic and everything else like that. But I'm glad that I could be here for the beginning of the show. You guys can find us on all the sorts of social media platforms, such as Facebook. Go to type in on the search bar, The Beating Drum Radio Show. You'll see my mug. You'll see Steve. Definitely go on Twitter and follow us on Twitter. Excuse me. Type in The Beating Drum Radio Show there. Give us a follow. We'll follow you back. We'll even talk to you. That's really the best thing about The Beating Drum is that you message us, someone from The Beating Drum staff will answer you back in a very timely manner. And, you know, it's not like we're just here on the radio. We're on all our social media platforms, Steve.
That is correct. We're everywhere you want to be.
Exactly. We are here. We're live. And just give us a follow and talk to us. Why? Because we're going to talk to you back because that's communication. And we are all about that because it's education. And not eradication, Steve.
That's right. We're all about that stuff.
You know it. And, you know, it's kind of nice, Steve, because, you know, earlier this week, Farmer didn't have a voice. So it's kind of nice to be able to talk like a normal human being.
Is that what we do? We talk like normals? I don't think we do.
Well, you know, Steve.
Normalcy is overrated.
It is. But, you know, compared to all the other people out there that seem to be talking outside of their heads and thinking that these Native American images and names and everything else like that, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're talking out of their heads, which is ironic because their heads are up their butts, so they're talking out of their butts.
Oh, most definitely. So, Steve, how's the static coming through? I know that I switched over to a different microphone.
It's kind of staticky.
Is it?
It's a little staticky, yeah. Right off the bat,
well,
were like...
Well, you know, that I think that the name changers are definitely have a role in that. That's just me being facetious. And happy Friday, everyone. It's an awesome day in Washington. How about there in the great red state there, Steve?
Dude, the weather sucks here today so bad. we got hit with a really, really bad storm overnight. Torrential flooding in my area. And today was even worse. We were getting like 60 to 70 mile an hour straight line winds. And we're about to get hit with it here probably in a couple hours. So we're going to get another round of it. It's awesome.
Oh man, that sucks. So how's the static now, brother?
A little bit better, yeah. Sounds more normal.
Sweet. That's what I like.
Buy
your
new microphone, new headphones.
Yeah. Again, I apologize for the cough, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still working on getting over bronchitis. If anybody's had bronchitis, you kind of know where I'm going through and how I'm feeling. So, again, I apologize for coughing. I try to try to mute myself, but it's kind of tough, Steve, when you're in mid-sentence. You know what I mean?
I mean, I've never had bronchitis, but I'll take your word for it.
Man, how it feels is like somebody is stepping on your back and the front and squeezing you together.
That would be a squeeze, yeah.
That would be a squeeze. Hey, have you ever had broken ribs, sir?
No, I've never broken a single bone.
How about, all right, well, then never mind. Anyone that has broken a rib or bruised a rib, that's kind of what bronchitis feels like. So when I cough or sneeze, it's just like horrendous pain. So again, I do apologize for coughing here. I know I kind of did it last week, kind of doing it this week, but hopefully here within the next couple of weeks, I can get over this bronchitis and get back to me. So it's been a
just don't
fun...
cough in my face.
Hey man, I won't try, brother. I
just
promise.
Turn and cough.
There you go. Only if she's cute. Oh, bad joke. But
sure.
Anyway, Steve. So, you know, it seems like I'm going to give you an awesome plug here, sir. It seems like your Monday night live videos are just blowing up, which is awesome to see. We're getting some new listeners, some new viewers. And I want to thank every single one of you that actually views and watches Steve's videos on Monday night. They come across, 9:30 your time, which is Central Standard Time, 7:30 here on the West Coast, and 10:30 on the East Coast, and everywhere else in between. So, and Steve generally talks about something completely different than what actually shows or what actually we talk about here on the Beating Drum on Friday nights. So if you want to tune into that, please do, because Steve is he's awesome. And it's just great to have you as a co-host here on the show, where you and I together are pushing almost a year, sir.
No, we're past a year.
You and I personally?
Pretty certain. We have to be.
Well, I just always kind of forget. I know Paso was around up until March, maybe May or maybe April. So I just wanted to say, you know, it's been a fun ride with you. And,
I think it's over a year now.
But it's been an awesome ride, and people be like, who the hell is Paso? He's a person who started off the show with me until I could find the right guy. And Steve, you are most definitely the right guy for the show.
Well, I'm the right guy right now. I don't know if I'm Mr. Right. I'm just Mr. Right now.
Well, I don't know, Steve. The fans or the family and friends may want to replace me here after a while. So you may actually hold down the fort, and you know it'd be an honor. But you know, Steve, I want to kind of cut to the meat and taters of our show. We have some big news coming out of California, SoCal, actually, San Diego State University. The students actually voted, the student body actually voted to keep the Aztec name, which is just a huge victory. I want to thank every single one of you for standing up for what's right. I wish that the University of North Dakota would have done the same thing that the Aztecs did. But I congratulate you and every single one of you that voted to keep them. I know that the vote, Steve, was very close. I want to say that they won by 2 or 3. But to the people that didn't vote for the Aztecs, I want you to do some research, and I want you to educate yourself about why San Diego State needs to be the Aztecs, because they do it with honor, they do it with dignity, and they also do it with respect, Steve.
Yeah, the final vote tally was 12-14 with one absentation. So somebody was abstaining, I guess. And so, you know, 12-14, that's a narrow victory, but it's a victory nonetheless. As Dominic Toretto said, doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile, winning's winning. So
look at you, man, yeah. Using the Fast and the Furious. I like it.
Correct. You know, and it's, I mean, hey, you know, a win's a win. And this is really kind of a, it's an unnecessary and pointless win, really, because they shouldn't have been fighting this to begin with. It's so stupid that this school is having to go through this. You know, for all those people that are like, oh, saying Aztec is a racial slur against Latin people. You know what? I don't even know what planet you're from, because that makes no sense whatsoever. And, you know, now there's this new term that I don't know what this means, but it's called, well, it's L-A-T-I-N-X, which I thought was just people misspelling the word Latina, but apparently it's Latinx, which is kind of like, it's like this new made up word for Latin people that are young and indoctrinated and uneducated, because they're like, I'm not Latin, I'm Latinx. I'm a millennial Latin. It's like, whatever, dude, you're stupid is what you are. You're just completely ignorant. But, you know, you can sit here and put as many X's on the end of your name, or Y's or O's or whatever you want to do to make yourself feel better. In the end of the day, if you're Hispanic, you're Hispanic. If you come from Central America, then you know what? Whatever. But Aztecs is not a racial slur. Stop trying to make it that way, because you're not helping your case any.
Exactly. And you know, Steve, what the big issue down there in San Diego State are the people who self-identify as Aztecs. I've really thought about that, and I really want to hear from the people that self-identify as Aztecs or self-identify as Native Americans, and I want to know how you self-identify. Give us a call, and actually anyone give us a call here, 646-668-8467, because, you know, self-identifying is something, Steve. I don't self-identify as anything. I self-identify as farmer and myself. I don't know how I would feel as self-identifying as something that I'm not. I guess I just don't get that perspective, sir.
That's interesting that they say that, because – using the millennial way of thinking, this is the way this plays out. They say, well, I self-identify as an Aztec, which means I'm not Hispanic. I'm not of that type of ethnic background, but I claim to be that, which is actually very contradictory to their original terms of, if you're not Hispanic, you don't get a say in this because you're not from that race. Or if you're not Native American, you don't get to participate in this. So if I'm not Native American and I self-identify as a Native American, can or can I not be a part of this argument? It's kind of a quandary, and it shows that they're exactly what we say they are, hypocrites, and they're uneducated.
But Steve, I guess let's play devil's advocate. So are we really – and this isn't really – devil's advocate, I apologize, but are we really willing to change people's schools, businesses, names, and images for people that self-identify as something that they may be not? Or self-identify saying, this hurts me. Are we really willing to change Native American names, images, street signs, and everything else because somebody feels that it is hurting them? That's my question to every single one of you that's listening to the Beating Drum Radio Show right now. Are we willing to change that? Are we willing to change the Napa Indians because somebody feels that somebody on a reservation or somebody not on a reservation will kill themselves or because they're in poverty? That's what I want to know, Steve, and I know that this is kind of taking a hard line on certain things and everything else like that, but I want to know, are we willing to change names and images based on somebody saying that this is happening?
Well, that's what's happening. Someone comes up and says, "Life, I feel a certain way. You need to appease to me," and that's total garbage because, you know – all these names and stuff are being changed, not over facts and historical relevance. It's over feelings. It's over perception and subjective input. You know, it's how I feel. I feel a certain way, so you need to make me feel better about myself because my life sucks and I'm an empty human being with no type of a, you know, genetic makeup that makes me feel like I'm doing something good. I'm out for an empty cause. That's what we're dealing with here. People who self-prop themselves up on podiums to give themselves platforms so they can speak out and tell everybody how bad they are and how horrible they are, make themselves feel better. So, you know, that's what we're dealing with. And all these schools are coming under fire over feelings. That's the core root of it, feelings.
You know, Steve, I agree with you 100% is that a lot of these schools and people are definitely caught in feelings. So I have feelings about certain vehicles and certain names and certain sports teams. So does that mean that I should start a group and try to eradicate those particular things? No. You want to know why? Because I just don't listen to it. I just don't watch it.
No, what you need to do is start doing the independent research and forming your own opinion and not letting people persuade you or poison your mind and make you think a certain way when it's not actually going that way. Nobody is actually doing real relevant research anymore. Everybody's just a bunch of sheep following along, jumping off of a cliff.
Man, again, and ladies and gentlemen, I want every single one of you to know, this show is definitely 100% unscripted. Steve generally has no clue, and I can say 99.9% has no clue of what I'm going to say because we don't script ourselves. This is 100% free flow and how we feel. Even though, Steve, this last segment that we just did seemed like it was scripted, it's just that we have – and we're not in the same studio. He's in his mom's basement garage. I'm in Radio AFS's basement garage. And it's just how we feel, ladies and gentlemen. And
yeah.
I don't want any single one of you to think that we are scripted. I don't see Steve. Steve's not in the same studio as me or anything else like that. It's just our passion. And as Steve said in the beginning of his live feed, I want to make this very 100% because I've seen Facebook posts and in certain groups and on Twitter and everything else like that talking about the beating drum and saying that we're getting paid to do this and that schools are paying us to stand up for them and everything else like that. I want this to be on the record. Even though we talk about this not every week, we talked about it last week. And Steve talked about it in his live feed. Steve and I do not get paid. That was in improper grammar. But Steve and I don't get paid. Nobody here on the Beating Drum radio show staff gets paid one iota in pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, dollar bills. We do this
I take high fives, though.
He takes high fives. He takes smiles. Every now and then, I like a shirt. But that's just me because I want to wear it proud. I want to wear it wherever I live because I can say I have a Pawpaw Redskin shirt. I have three of them. And people ask me, Redskins? When they know that I'm a 49er fan, I'm like, well, yeah, it's the Pawpaw Redskins. Or it's the Turner's Falls Indians. Or it's the Tewksbury Redmen. Or it's the Napa Indians. I wear these with pride because you guys give them to me. I don't pay for them. You give them to me because you want me or you want your school symbol and your school's name to be shown all across the world. And I don't ask for them 98% of the time. They give them to me. But we don't get paid, guys. I want that to be 100% known that Steve and I do this absolutely free. Besides smiles, handshakes, and Steve, I'm really humbled by your Facebook live feeds, and you know, you saying that you wish that people would come up to you and say, "Hey, I saw your face on a banner." I can actually say here about a year ago or so, I've actually had a couple people come up to me and say, "Hey, you're on that radio show," and it's weird. It's one of those things like, well, yeah, I am. And, you know, yeah, it's weird to have somebody come up to you and say, "Hey, I've seen you. I've heard you." It's definitely one of those weird feelings, sir.
Yeah, I don't really, you know, I don't want to be recognized. I like my anonymity. I like being able to go out in public and no one bothers me because I'm very antisocial that way. But
right.
I mean, it would be, it's not that I like go out of my way for recognition, but for someone to say, hey, I've seen your face before. You helped a school out here in Oklahoma. I'd be like, yeah, that was me. And they're like, oh my God, let me shake your hand. You know, that would be just some
right.
for that one moment is gratifying, but I don't need that to make myself feel better about my life. I was going to say something. I lost my train of thought.
But yeah, Steve, you know, I know what you mean though. And it's nice to go out and do what we need to do and live, you know, how we live. And I can say that I talk about our show and hand out our business cards and everything else like that to get people to listen to our show, even though, you know, we're on iTunes, check out Radio AFS on iTunes and listen to our shows, download them. Every single show is for free. You know, I've been watching the world, Steve, and for these not your mascot people, hate groups, whatever you want to call them, to be focusing on Native American icons, images, names, and symbols, it makes you wonder if they have a full grasp of what's going on in the United States of America as of today.
No, they don't. This is all a fake crusade. And for anybody that really honestly believes that by changing a school name or changing a bunch of symbols and logos that their lives are going to be, you know, greatened, that, you know, if that's a word, going to be made better, it's not. It doesn't change anything. It's like a lateral move, right? It doesn't go anywhere and doesn't benefit anybody except for the people that are complaining and crying, but it's not make life better for anybody that really needs the help. It's really kind of sad. You know what it is? It's like this self-gratifying movement. They do this because it makes them feel better about themselves. So what we're dealing with are a bunch of people who go to schools and their teachers tell them, you need to be out there making a difference in the world. You need to go out there and be an activist. You need to get involved with activism and take a stand. And their minds are like sponges. They just soak up all this information. But the problem is that they interpret it wrong. And they hear it as, I need to go out and pick on every single thing I disagree with or something that makes me feel uncomfortable. Because we see how, you know, millennials and, you know, people from the left leaners, they want safe spaces. They don't want to be confronted with facts and the harsh realities of the world. So they go out and all these things that, in a sense, heighten your senses, right? Things that catch your eye, they see those as attacks against their well-being. And they focus on them, and that's what they go after. And when they attack these people, instead of feeling ashamed of their actions and embarrassed by the way they carry themselves, they go, I did a good thing. I'm an activist. I feel good about my position in life. And it's garbage. It's fluffing yourself up to make yourself feel better about your failures as a human. I mean, that's all it is. Your life is not where you want it to be. So how do you make it better? By beating everybody else to make yourself feel more superior than them. That's it. That's basic essence of what it is.
You know, Steve, again, I agree with you 100%, sir.
Well, I'm glad you do, because if you didn't, I'd have to shank you. So.
Right, which is fine. And all well and dandy. In
I said
the,
shank, not spank for all you.
Oh,
it's a shank.
I'm sorry.
I have a toothbrush that I filed down. My mom filed it down for me, actually, in between her rounds of delivering me meatloaf and chicken McNuggets. So, which do you
do?
You want meatloaf?
My
mom said
that
she'll send you some meatloaf.
Ah, dude, I love meatloaf.
Yeah.
But you're making me hungry now, dude.
Yeah.
You know, well, this is there's something wrong with that. But you know, I'm gonna go off of a tagline here. And this is off of something I believe you posted. Because we don't believe in bullying. We don't believe bullying in school. We don't believe in bullying on the streets. We don't believe in bullying anywhere. But yet, why are we bullying Chief Wahoo and or any other Native American imagery and names out of America? That's what I want to know. Why, if it's not okay to bully in schools and everything else like that, why is it okay to bully a Native American name and image?
Well, because, you know, it's weird. I mean, a lot of schools have a zero tolerance policy when it comes to harassment or bullying, which is, you know, that's good. I was bullied quite a bit as a child, and, you know, I turned out just fine. I didn't go after, you know, a bunch of sports teams and say, they're the reason why I'm getting picked on. No. But nowadays, with the very contentious political climate that we have, and I'm not saying just politics, I'm using it as a general term, but the overall climate in the world today is very contentious. It's very, very tense. And instead of saying, okay, let's sit down, have an open dialogue, let's have a discussion about why you feel the way you feel, and let's come to some sort of a resolve here. They don't do that. They just cower, because if someone bullies a team and they fight back, the team fights back, social media erupts. Next thing you know, people are sending hate emails. They're sending death threats. They're contacting sponsors and saying, you need to pull out of this place because they promote bullying. They promote genocide. And when you throw around these big, very, very hostile words, people tend to get afraid, you know, frightened by that. They don't want to take that on. How do they confront that? So they just cave in and they move on because they think, well, if we just cave, it'll be easier. We'll just change everything about who we are for the past 100 years. We'll just act like it never existed. And then little Sally Smith over here, who's butt sore because we have a Native American chief as our logo, she's going to feel better about her life. And then we'll just, everybody will be harmonious and everybody will be in unity and we'll run hand in hand and tip through the friggin' tulips. And it doesn't work that way.
You know, Steve, I agree 100%. And I actually have a co-host or a host on Radio AFS from the Fallout Shelter radio show. His name is the A-bomb, and he heard me talking about Chief Wahoo and about bullying, and he wants to talk to you really quick about bullying and about Chief Wahoo. So I'm going to introduce the A-bomb from the Fallout Shelter radio show.
Hey, Steve. Hey.
What up, Art?
Where's my freaking Wahoo? Where's my Wahoo?
I don't know. It should be on your hat. It should be on your hat.
No, Farmer Jacob stole my Chief Wahoo hat.
He stole it.
And now took, as in thieved. And he says I gifted it to him, and that's a lie. Now, I want you to know, as a Cleveland Indian fan, you promised me a 7 5/8 Wahoo.
Okay.
You did. And I want my Wahoo where Farmer gets it.
I don't have your address.
Farmer will give that to you.
Okay.
Don't you worry, off the air. But you know what, brother? I just want to reiterate something, okay? Native icons are icons for a reason. They represent strength, courage, bravery, and honor. And anybody that thinks otherwise, honestly, I don't believe they have any of that in their own lives. Anyways, back to Farmer. Get me my Wahoo or the Farmer gets it.
7 5/8?
Yeah, Steve, it's a 7 5/8 for the A-bomb.
Okay. I'm going to hook him up
get
with one.
Get my Wahoo!
All right, my man. But, you know, he sometimes the A-bomb can actually bring logic into things, and that's really weird for me to say, is that maybe these people don't understand – you know, why we like these teams or why we honor these particular names and images. You know what I mean?
I do.
So it's just it's crazy and everything else like that. We're going to I know last week, Steve, it was we didn't get to our commercial breaks. We're going to pay a few bills here
on the Beating Drum Radio Show, and we'll be right back on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalkTom.com, Fatboy Media, and DRCP Army.
Bob's Big Bend Bowling. Stop by for some awesome food and bowling fun at Bob's Big Bend Bowling, located at 119 East Main Avenue, Ritzville, Washington. Or call ahead to reserve your lanes today at 509-659-0540. Open Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Bob's Big Bend Bowling.
Big Worm Customs is a company that does it all, from design services to home improvements to vehicle customization, all at great prices and payment options.
Call now for your free estimate, 248-595-6618, 248-595-6618, or online at facebook.com/bigwormcustoms.
RadioAFS.com.
And now, back to the Beating Drum with Farmer and Steve.
I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Beating Drum, as that nice little voiceover said. From DRCP Army. Thank you so much, DRCP Army, for having so much faith in the Beating Drum and Stephen Farmer. Steve, what's on your brain today, brother?
Sleep. I got called into work like super. Today's my day off, and I got called into work at like 7:45 this morning, and I didn't want to go. My boss called, and I saw it was him, and I didn't answer the phone, let it go to voicemail. I was like, I'm not going. And then he called me 20 minutes later, and I was like, ugh. So I get up, and I'm like, hello. He goes, morning. And I was like, I don't want to talk to you right now. All right, I'm on my way. So I went to work for a little while and feeling pretty sleepy right now. But, you know, I'm surviving. It's all good. That's life. I'm a man. I suck up and move on.
Man, I understand that, and it's crazy. You know, let's talk about rebranding, if you don't mind, sir.
Okay.
Because if things happen the way that the Major League Baseball and all these schools and everything else like that, when they change their names, they're going to have to rebrand, correct?
Yeah. In the case of some teams, it's actually a financial kill shot to the team when they do it. So rebranding may not help them.
Right. And which school are we generally talking about that's actually killed them financially and also made them eliminate schools' programs, such as hockey, softball, and other programs?
That would be the University of North Dakota, home of the Flying Pigeons.
Yeah, the albino pigeons, sir.
Of course. What other kind would they be?
Yeah, no, right? And you can actually check everything out that Steve and I talk about on the Beating Drum Radio Show, at the Beating Drum on Facebook, and on Twitter. And why I feel this is huge, Steve, is because schools – big teams such as the Cleveland Indians are, if so happen to change, or the Washington Redskins, or the Chicago Blackhawks, or the Atlanta Braves, or the Kansas City the Kansas City Chiefs. Rebranding of a school costs money, and in the case of the University of North Dakota, the rebranding isn't going to happen, isn't going to work, because there's only one name that the University of North Dakota should be, and that's the Fighting Sioux, which I think everybody understands. But, Steve, when it comes to rebranding, I don't think the name changers, such as the Not Your Mascot Hate Group and all the other people, think about. They only think about what's happening right then and there, sir.
Yeah, well, in a lot of places – a lot of teams, they consider, well, what if we change from having like a Native American head on, you know, as our crest or our patch or whatever it may be, to maybe just using like a arrow, you know, like an arrowhead or something. And what they fail to realize is that with these these name changers, it's an all or nothing campaign. They're not looking to compromise. They're not looking to meet you halfway. They don't want to come up with an alternate Native American symbol. They don't want you to have it at all. They don't want you to have anything that's relatable back to Native Americans. And you see that all the time. That's why a lot of these schools, when they change, they go to something that's not even real. You know, that's why they pick Red Hawks or Red Wolves or the Red Elephants or whatever it may be, because they can't trace it back to a Native American culture. And for teams like, you know, the Cleveland Indians or the Washington Redskins, anything other than what they have right now will be a financial disaster for their team. It will absolutely kill the team, which is great for the name changers. That's what they want to see. They want to see the teams dismantled and done away with, because, like I said earlier, they're all about vengeance. They have hate in their hearts. They don't want to see you halfway. They want to completely do away with it. And if you change, you're just catering to that type of mentality. You're basically giving them a cookie for throwing a temper tantrum.
Can I get a cookie for doing a temper tantrum too, Steve?
Nope. We don't hand out cookies. We don't hand out participation trophies. And we don't give stickers, so don't even ask.
Do you hand out smiles?
Smiles?
Yeah.
By the barrel.
Yes! That's my man right there. But, you know, where Steve is actually going, and I'm sure the name changers will be like, well, money's only money. Well, yes, I get that. I 100% get that, you know, the teams will be in financial downfall and spiral and everything else like that. But let's go back, Steve, to the University of North Dakota.
Okay.
They are losing hand over fist money after, or, you know, money and money and more money. Is that okay for the students? Ooh, Farmer changed it up here a little bit. Is that okay for the students to suffer?
Well, let me be the realist here and say, number one, good. Let them lose money. Serves them right. That's what you get. So I don't feel sorry for the school. Number two, if it's not good enough for the students, they can transfer schools. And they have every right to do that. Take your money someplace else that will benefit you better, because obviously the school does not have your best interests at heart. All they care about is themselves. So that's what happens when you go against what people are actually wanting and you think, well, I know better than you. I'm going to make this change for you and basically cut you out of the equation. Well, you know what? Now you're seeing the ramifications of that decision. So,
well, very, very true, Steve. And I'm not denying that by any means. But what happens if the University of North Dakota isn't there?
Students will have to go someplace else to get their education.
Very true. And all because of the NCAA and also the people from the Not Your Mascot people. Is that what you guys want? Is that what your end goal is? Is to completely 100% erase Native American history, names, and images? I just don't understand. Maybe it's because I don't think like you people.
What do you mean by you people?
Oh, there it is, Steve. I was waiting
for
it.
What I meant was you people.
Right. Well, that's what I meant, is you people, because it's truly us versus them. I hate to bring it down like that, ladies and gentlemen, but it's truly an us versus them scenario. And are you people, meaning the good guys, meaning the people that listen to the Beating Drum, are you willing to stand up? Are you willing to put your name, your heart, your soul, your desire out there for your team's name or for your school's name, your school's image, and your school's history? That's my question to you. Are you guys willing to do that? I know for a fact that myself, I'm willing to do it for any single school out there. and I'm sure Steve is right along board, but I won't speak for him because, well, he has his own brain. And that's what I feel that the Not Your Mascot people don't have. You guys don't have your own brain. You can't think for yourself. You're followers. You're not leaders.
And I feel like the name changers, they're following one person, you know, the leader. And the way that I equate it is back to the story of the Pied Piper. And Ray Halbritter's the Pied Piper, and he's just leading these rats through town, like, follow me, I've got candy, come with me. And then eventually he runs them out of town and they all die. So,
right.
You know, they're just stupid lemmings following something that goes nowhere. And they think that they're doing the right thing and they're not. And we can sit here and say it over and over and over again, but they're never going to get it. So you have to beat it through their head, and that they still probably won't get it because they're retarded like that.
You know, sir, I agree with you. And, you know, Steve, you're very eloquent in your words, and me, I'm kind of brash and kind of harsh on people.
You're kind of brass. What are you, a bugle?
I am definitely a bugle.
Oh, my God. You're a trombone.
I know.
No, you're a trombone.
Anyway. What do you have to say to those people that say, I don't know who Payday Ray is. I don't know who
Liar.
Ray Halbritter is.
Liars.
I don't know who. You're already starting, my man. But what do you tell those people? How do you tell them that they're following somebody that they don't know? Because you damn well know. Pardon my French. I apologize. But they're like, well, I don't know who that is because I've seen it. You have seen it also. They're like, I don't know who that is.
Right.
That's
what they say. But, I mean, they can say what they want. You know, they can sit here and lie about it because they lie about every other freaking thing that happens. But, you know, for these people who say, oh, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who Ray Halbritter is. I don't know who Amanda Blackhorse is or Susan Harjo. It's all lies. Everything else out of their mouth is lies. It's propaganda and rhetoric. And it goes back to the tactic of deflect and, you know, draw the attention away from the initial question, which is a really weak way to live life. I at one point I kind of like felt sorry for these people. It's like, God, their existence is so hollow. I feel so bad for them because they just don't have anything. But now I don't feel sorry for them because I don't even pity them. I just absolutely detest them. But they're all a bunch of liars. Everything out of their mouth is lies because they don't speak for anybody else. And, you know, they try to say they do, but we all know they don't. So bottom line is they're all just a bunch of liars.
You know, Steve, I agree with you 100%. And we will be right back here after this brief song break here on the Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not true to yourself, who are you true to?
Go!
WAFS.com.
And now, back to the Beating Drum with Farmer and Steve.
Welcome back to the Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogDog.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. You got Farmer, you got Steve. Steve, an awesome song. I don't think I've played that one, so that's definitely not a duplicate, sir.
Yeah, you have. It's Iron Maiden. I knew I should have taken it out of the rotation.
I don't know, man. It's a good jam, and you know, we definitely need to put some new ones in. There's a couple in here too. I was gonna do two songs, but
there's two more that we haven't played.
I know, like "Live Before You Die," right?
Correct.
Yes. And that's a great segue, ladies and gentlemen. You need to live for these names. You need to live for these images. Because if you don't, the Not Your Mascots will make them die. That's a pretty good segue into that song, huh, Steve?
Sure.
All right. Let's give it a ran. Let's go. Here on the Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. Welcome back to the Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. You got Farmer, you got Steve. Steve, awesome song selection, sir. I have to admit it.
I don't know how anybody knows. You cut the song off like 15 seconds early.
It said that it was a second left, so, you know, you got to love
it. It wasn't even done yet. I was like, whoa, what happened?
Sorry, Steve. I apologize. It's we're tight on time here on the Beating Drum on
Radio. We're never tight on time.
Hey, ain't that the truth, my man?
We
can
clock.
Go on all night, can't we, Steve?
That's right. We run this.
Ain't that the truth? Well, Steve, it looks like we got one of our most precious people here on the line. One of many. We have Kim from Papa. Kim, You are live with Farmer and Steve on the Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. How you doing tonight, girl?
Good. How are you?
Well, I am living the
Can
dream. I'm here. I apologize. I'm sorry. I muted myself because I figured usually you just kind of go off on that, but I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Weather's good. It's a little chilly, but life is good in Papa.
It is, because it's the home of the Redskins, right?
That's right.
Dang right, girl. So what's going on there in Papa, and what's going on in the great state of Michigan where you, tend to reside and tend to stand up for the Papa Redskins?
Nothing in Papa too much. Actually, I was in Lansing on Wednesday. I met with the state school superintendent and the state school board. They had a meeting, so we got to go up there, and I got to give them my spiel about how we're the Redskins and how we're going to stay the Redskins. And the Not Your Mascot people were there preaching that they have no idea who the Not Your Mascots are or Ray Halbitter. So, they proceeded to tell me how disrespectful I was and told the school board that I shouldn't be allowed to speak to the school board because I wore a Papa Redskins shirt and I was being disrespectful.
And how did the bigwigs, I guess, in the public schools there in Michigan take to that?
They basically were on the same page. You know, one lady said, well, we do live in America, so she can pretty much wear what she wants. As he's wearing a Chief Wahoo with the line between it, you know, the not, you know, the changes, you're just one of the gentlemen that just come from Cleveland. So, you know, I said, you can wear yours, but I can't wear mine. You can speak in your native tongue, but you don't want me to wear a shirt. And I said, well, oh, that's right, I forgot. My shirt oppresses you. So.
I love that because, you know, a lot of these so-called Not Your Mascot people hate groups say that a shirt, that an image oppresses them. Tell me how you feel about that, Kim.
Well, kind of like I asked them, I said, it's a word. How can a word or a shirt or something like that keep you from succeeding? And that's what I told the school board. I read it out. I was like, they're telling us that this shirt, that this word, that this icon, and I use the icon 7 times, Steve, so you'll be really proud of me. And I said, how can an icon oppress you and keep you from graduating from high school? And they said it does. It brings them such hard feelings that they see scalping and genocide every time they see a Native American imagery.
That to me, they're lying through their teeth. I would really love to be in a semi debate with these particular people. And I'm sure Steve feels the same way that I do and you do, Miss Kim, and so does everyone that listens to the Beating Drum Radio show on Friday nights at 4:30. But I would love to ask them and tell them to give me a description, a dialogue, some sort of dialogue that tells me how that the Papa Redskins, you know, image and name actually says that and does
well,
that to them.
The other side to that was there were teachers from another school district there, Benton Harbor District, and they're a lower income district, and the state is cutting funds and closing schools, and there were teachers there, and they were talking about how their children aren't graduating on time. They have a lot of drug issues. They have a lot of poverty. There's a lot of, you know, domestic violence. It's just a bad area right now that they're really trying to help, but it's not. It's not helping. So the state is closing schools. And that teacher said, don't we have so many more issues to worry about than a dumb imagery or a logo that nobody really gives a rat's ass about except for the Native Americans to take things from them, from somebody else. Bottom line, I'm sitting there in Lansing with our state representative, and you're arguing about a logo, a picture. And these kids had no books, can't graduate, no electricity, no food. And I said to the lady, I said, well, that's kind of the same thing that it is with the Native Americans. They want to argue about a logo and an imagery and all these patents and all these trademarks, but they have people starving. And, you know, apparently we cause their starvation, we cause their alcoholism, we cause their abuse. This little picture causes all of that. It's amazing how mighty it is. If that's the case, we need to put one of these pictures of a Papa Redskin on every tank, every vehicle, everything that goes to war. Because it's mighty. We are the mighty, mighty Redskins. We can change the whole world with just our logo. Right?
Well, I don't know. It's I don't even know. I don't even have words anymore. It's so ridiculous. It's so stupid.
It is.
These people are just disgusting human beings. They're troglodytes, and they just need to go and crawl and slither away into a corner to never be seen from ever again, you know, never heard from. Because you know what? The world could – they could disappear tomorrow, and the world wouldn't even miss them. That's how I feel about those people. The world won't even miss you when you're gone.
No.
But
Kim, but Steve and Kim, for the people that aren't standing up for their names and their images and everything else like that, you are giving these troglodytes, as Steve said, you're giving them the power. You're giving them the belief that they are right. And we need to stop that. Why is that the troglodytes get more press? Why do the troglodytes get more airtime? Why? Because they're out there. They're like the bad case of, the only thing I can think of is the herpes. And for some reason, I don't know why that came. Because
you know,
they
because
are the gift. Because, Steve, they are the gift that keeps on giving.
You know, it's because it's a polarized issue, and it's highly politicized nowadays. And, you know, that's just the way it is. Everything nowadays is coming back to politics, and, you know, it's ridiculous. And so, and I'm not saying Democrats versus Republicans. That's not what I'm saying, or red versus blue. Politics, the procedures and, you know, laws and things like that, actual real politics. But it's easier for media to only focus on the negative side of this, or to only focus on the protesters, because it's easier to sell a negative story than it is a positive story. People pass over positive stories and only focus on negative things because it's more salacious. It's easier to read than to read something positive and uplifting. And that's why you don't, I mean, turn on the evening news. How many positive stories do you see on there? Maybe one, two, compared to the 20 to 30 that you see that are all about negative stuff? Murders, arrests, killings, terrorist attacks, this political person, this political person. I mean, it's uneven. And for every story that they push that's negative, they get clicks on their website. And those clicks translate to reviews, translates to money. It comes down to money. That's what it is. It's easier to sell and push negativity than it is to sell positivity. Think about how we're supposed to live our lives, right? If you're highly religious or religious at all, you're supposed to follow the Bible. And they say it's easy to sin, but it's hard to walk the path of righteousness. I'm not even religious and I know that. And that's reality. It's easier to go to the negative side because to do wrong is just easier. It takes less effort. But to hold yourself to a higher standard and walk with a righteous intent is really, really hard to do. That's why these people are getting the breeze on this. That's why they're getting a Passover. And no one's bothering them about it. No one's calling them out. And that therein lies the problem, that no one is holding them accountable for what they're doing.
Well, I think that too, but I also think that when people like you or I or Farmer or Kat hold people accountable, it happens all the time. Somebody will comment something on Facebook, like the other day, me saying that the superintendent and our school board president have to resign. Well, you're being mean. You just want them to resign because of your agenda, because they didn't vote for you. No, that's not why, because they lied, and I want to do what's right. And people don't want to be mean and nasty. Well, you know what? I don't like to be mean and nasty because it takes me a lot of energy and a lot of effort. But it's the right thing to do. Did I want to go to Lansing on Wednesday? No, because you know what? It was kind of a shitty day to drive, and I didn't want to go. But you know what? I got my big girl pants on, and I went. And I sat there and I listened to the nonsense for 2 hours. Those Native Americans, talking to, spilling their shit right out of their mouths. And you know what? I'm tired of it because it's wrong. It's wrong, and I'm not going to agree. And they're like, well, you know it's the right thing to do is change. No, I don't know that. Well, you don't understand. I do understand, but that's not how I feel. And I'm not going to change how I feel just because it hurts your feelings. Because you know what? Too bad. That's the problem. She said to me, well, how would you feel if your kids came home crying because somebody called them an ethnic slur or whatever? I said, you know what? My son got called things all the time. So did my daughter. Big, weapon. I said, you've called me those names. And you know what I say to my kids? Suck it up, buttercup. Because the world's not fair. The world is not fair. And anybody listening knows that I have good kids, but I was tough on them. Because nobody's going to hand you anything. Nobody's going to change their life for you. And we're not going to change being the Redskins because you're going to have to pry it from my dead hand before I give it up. I'm not giving
yeah.
it up.
It's wrong. They say, oh, it's wrong to call people ethnic slurs and to say these words. But then they turn around and say, well, what about if we call you the Pawpaw Crackers or the Pawpaw, honkies and all this? I'm like, well, how is that okay? You're telling me that it's wrong to do that, but then you're trying to twist it to make it about us. So you're doing what you accuse us of doing.
Well, Steve, when talking to Miss Kim, they usually say, well, how would you feel if it was the Papa Spakes?
Right.
Yeah. I said, go ahead. I told him that before. Monica said that. How would you feel if it was the Papa Spakes? I said, you know what? I would love it because it was fixed. It would be SP covers the Spanish, the I covers the Indians, and the C covers colors. So we'd be all in there, and it'd be great. Go ahead. And then she told me I was a racist because I said it that way. I said, you called me that name. I didn't call you that name.
Right.
You know? And they did say that the Native Americans that were defending us in Papa and agreeing with us, well, they're not real Native Americans.
Of course. That's their whole argument. That's everything that they say.
Yeah.
So what do you feel, leaving the meeting, how do you think it went? I mean, overall vibe, was it good? Was it bad? Do you think, what do you feel now after that meeting?
School board members did tell me that they are against it. They want to change it. But a few of them told me they were glad that I came because now they know there's two sides, and the Not Your Mascot people have been coming there because a few of them that are against us, they were like, oh, hi, Linda, how are you? Da, 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 da. That's fine. I'm not easily intimidated, so I sat there by myself. I don't care. But they did say that, they were glad that somebody is there to represent the other side. On the other hand, they don't have the power to change it. That's the one good thing. They are asking the Attorney General to help to give them the power, and hopefully he doesn't. I don't think he will from everything all the research that I've done and everybody I've talked to. He doesn't have the power to give the power, so they're going to take it to the bill. They're going to take it to the legislature, and that's where we're going to have to fight it, bottom line.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I did see where the Aztecs kept their – whole thing going on at the university at San Diego, so that was nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small win, but it's a win nonetheless.
It's a win. It's a victory, so that's good. That's good.
I'm sure all those anti-Aztec groups will be slandering us tomorrow on Facebook.
Oh, you know they will, Steve. Oh, you know they will.
Oh,
but
you know,
Steve, and excuse me. God bless America. I hate bronchitis. But Kim and Steve, it wasn't really even Native Americans and or Hispanics, excuse me, that were protesting or were against the Aztec name.
Yeah.
They were people who, and please, ladies and gentlemen, don't get this twisted, because I love everyone. It doesn't matter what you are or what you believe in or your sexual orientation. But it is proven, for what I have seen on social media, which can be slated one way or another. I get that. I understand that. But the people who were against the Aztecs at San Diego State University were, oh, Steve, I don't know if I should say this, because I feel bad.
I'll say it for you. They were remnants of a LGBTQ, whatever else you want to add to that list of letters, group. They were what was left from this group that had, whatever year it was, 12 or 2014 or something like that, that had taken this on before. They were the ones that kind of started this, and then the group kind of fizzled out. And I think what we saw was the remnants of this. And I was the one that came across that, because I was looking at these Facebook pages of all these people that were saying these really hideous and nasty things about us online. And I noticed that there was this common thread that was connecting all these people together. And I was like, wait a sec, we're onto something here. Like, I think we're dealing with remnants from this gay, lesbian group, whatever they were, transgenders and all that stuff. But because I noticed that not a single one of those people that attacked us and were slandering us were either straight or not transgendered. That's how I figured that they were all from this group, and they all were talking about, you know, LGBT rights and this. And I'm like, wait a minute, how does this even affect you guys? Like, seriously. And oh, well, because... And then that's when I found this article, going back to the original article, that said the originator of the claim was this group, because they said that the image of the Aztec warrior, which was this very, you know, buffed and strong, Aztec Hispanic guy running around with no shirt on and like a, you know, little loincloth or something doing push-ups, was too masculine. It was like over sensationalizing masculinity, and they found that as a threat to their daily life. So that's where I came up. I was able to put the pieces together on that. See how stupid that sounds? Not really understanding why all of a sudden now to be a man is a threat to people. I don't get it. So being a woman is a threat to people too? Just to be a woman's a threat? Come on now. I mean, talk about overreaching your position here.
It's the world we've become.
It's the world that we've given these self-entitled pussification people, and we need to stop that.
It's the world we've allowed it to become.
There it is.
Because we sat back and let this happen. And where does this, I mean, where can you really originate this back to? I give it back to the generation after mine. I think I'm the generation Y. I'm like just before the millennials. But these people that were, you know, thinking, well, spanking your kids is wrong, and telling them no is wrong. You should never say no to your kids. Always say yes. Or everybody deserves to get a trophy. You know, the way you feel is valid. Never let anybody tell you you're wrong. Always tell them they're wrong. That type of mentality is what bred this type of life right now. That's why we're having so many problems now, because people now are realizing, you know what? That probably wasn't the best way to raise the last generation. And now we're paying for it, because it spiraled out of control very quickly. It's like a wildfire that ran unchecked. You know, now we're trying to put out the fires, but it's like too late, you know? So I don't know, but it's just not good. The PC culture is out of control.
I definitely agree with you, Steve. So, Kim, before we let you go, is there anything else you want to say to your family and friends?
No, not really. Just, you know, keep fighting. I mean, and no matter what community you're in, what town you're in, what state you're in, I'm telling you, you can't do it alone. People have to pull up their bootstraps and join. I know everybody's busy. I know everybody's got games, everybody's got meetings, everybody's got something. But you know what? If it's important to you, you're going to make time. You have to make time, because once they take it, it's 10 times harder to keep to get it back.
It's true. It's not easily won.
Very true. Very, very true. Miss Kim, you need to fight for tooth and nail, and like your life depended on it. And you are true to that testament, ma'am. And we appreciate everything that you have done there in Pawpaw, and everything that you continue to do and help the beating drum with.
Well, we appreciate you guys. We couldn't do it without you. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
You too, okay. Miss Kim. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, Steve, it's always awesome to hear from Miss Kim from Pawpaw, because she has so much drive. She has so much dedication, and we need that in every single town that has a Native American name, image, and push forward. Because I can actually say, Steve, hopefully next week I will be broadcasting live from the memorial of Chief Gary Spokane's park.
Hmm. Okay.
Which is huge. Which is huge, just because, you know, there's the memorial there of him. There is the actual brick building, not brick, but rock building of where he stayed there at the park. So it's a momental moment for the Beating Drum Radio Show and myself.
Super sweet.
It is very much so. Steve, it's come to that time where I'm inspired by you. And you know what time it is, sir. So inspire me, and also inspire the Beating Drum Radio Show family and friends.
Now, with your final thoughts from Steve.
Oh, boy. Ah, all right. You know, I had a conversation today with a good friend, and there's some good things that he and I are working on. I'm not going to talk about what we're doing, but I will tell you that here in the foreseeable future, some really, really huge things are coming, and it's going to be great for the show. It's going to be great for our fight, and I look forward to what we've got going forward, and it's really awesome. So when the time is more appropriate, I will announce those things for everybody. But we had a good conversation today about this, and you know, this name change issue, and he's fighting these battles, and he's right there alongside of us. And he told me something that I thought was pretty interesting. And we were talking about knowledge is like the greatest drug that you could possibly be addicted to. And because once you start to learn something, you want to learn more and more, and it leads you to learn about other subjects. And education and knowledge, I mean, they go hand in hand. And I told him, I said, you know, it's like every time I learn something new or read a new book, and my brain gets this funny jelly feeling, and it's just like I want to soak up more knowledge. You know, I want to become as educated as possible. And he told me it's like a saying that he remembers. And he said, every drop of rain eventually finds its way to the ocean. And I thought that was pretty interesting, because one little piece of information is like a raindrop, and that first one can lead you to so much greater sources of information, can lead you to an ocean of relevance, you know, information. And I was like, that's really, it's pretty pertinent to what we do here, you know? And so I had that in my head all this afternoon, and was thinking about that, you know, and it, you know, these people that we talk about, and I hate them. I wish they'd go away and disappear off the face of the planet, because they serve no purpose. They bring nothing good to this human race. They're disgusting. They're deplorable. They dehumanize each other. They make themselves – they embarrass themselves. And what is really sad and pathetic is that they don't even see that they come off this way. They feel validated and justified in what they do, which is even more pathetic that you feel justified by the way that you act. You know, you perform and put on this big stance for all these people, and it makes you feel better about yourself. And I feel sorry for your kids. That's who, what really bothers me the most. But, you know, it's a tough battle. And for all the people who, you know, sit here and say, oh, I wish I could do something, but I've got this and I've got this going on. It's like, you know what, if you're just going to stand on the sidelines and cheerleading and be a cheerleader, well, then you know what, just don't even show up. Like, don't even talk, because you're not pitching in. So you're not doing anything, you know, sitting here and saying, well, I can't be there, but I'm with you in spirit. That's a cop out, man. Stop saying things like that. I'm with you in spirit, which is another way of saying, I don't care enough to be involved, but I say I do. It's a joke, you know? And for people who say they're too busy, you know what? You're never too busy. It doesn't take all that long. I mean, seriously. And you have to ask yourself, is it worth it? And it is worth it. We do this every week, and we go over the same things. And it's just, I'm tired of seeing people say, oh, I wish I could help, but, you know, I've got this and this going on, and I just don't have the time or energy. Then why are you even here? Don't come on our groups. Don't come in here and talk and give us your excuses and your BS. We don't need it. What we need are people that are going to stand up and fight. And for the people who think that it's not a nationwide issue, that they think that only their town is important and they don't care about anybody else, you may not agree with the Washington Redskins or the Cleveland Indians or whoever, but you really should be giving them a big thank you, because by them standing up and saying, we're not changing, we're going to fight this all the way, they've basically opened the door and made it possible for your school to stand up and say, you know what, we're also going to fight. We're not going to let you guys roll over us and take control. We're going to stand up to you guys. So, you know, instead of giving them the middle finger and saying, we don't care about your fight, we only care about ours, you should really give them a big thank you and a show of gratitude, because they're making your fight possible. That's why we have this show, because if they didn't do what they did, we wouldn't be doing this. Plain and simple. You know, for all these protest groups out there in San Diego that are all upset because the Aztecs got to keep their name, I just wanted to say, nana nana boo boo, stick your head in doo doo, and you suck. We'll see you guys next week.
Damn it, man, you're screwing me off with no alohas, but here we go.
Now, with your final thoughts from Farmer.
What's going on, everyone? It's Farmer. You know, Steve always seems to throw me off when he doesn't say aloha. It's
trying to keep you on your toes.
You are, and I appreciate it, sir. You know, I've kind of said my piece throughout this entire show in little bit of segments. I know it may seem that I'm harping on certain people, on certain groups. It is. It's because I am. Because you need to stand up. You need to rise up. You need to get off of your Barca Lounger, your Lazy Boy, your Ashley, your whatever frickin' chair you're on. Because the only people that are getting press are the ones that are pushing against you. And if you're okay with that, well, then you might as well just stay on your Barca Lounger, get off of Facebook, get off of Twitter, close your doors, and say, you know what, I don't care. Because that's what you're saying to me. That's what you're saying to the beating drum. That's what you're saying to your town. Forget about the beating drum. Forget about me being in your head. Forget about Steve being on Monday nights and in your heads right now. Forget about that. The only person that you're failing is you in your town. And people may say, Farmer, you're kind of being a little harsh. You know what I tell them? Times are tough. Times right now are where Native American icons, names, symbols, and logos are being eradicated. Is the only time you're going to stand up is when they're all gone? Because by that time, it is 100% too late. And if that's the only time that you want to stand up is when you lose your name, lose your image, well, then you are just a sideline, or as I would say, a Monday morning quarterback. Where you could say, oh, we should have done this. We should have done that. Where were you when we needed you? You were sitting on your Ashley, your Barca lounger, or your Lazy Boy, whatever type of chair, sofa, love seat you were sitting on. And you are the ones that need to stand up. You are the ones that need to rise up. Because the Beating Drum is the premier Native American radio show in America. Steve and I are preserving, and the Beating Drum staff are preserving positive Native American imagery in sports and the mainstream. We all know that many communities across the country have been targeted by groups such as like the Not Your Mascot Hate Group, the NAACP, and many others, to change their names and icons of their beloved sports teams by falsely, and keyword is falsely, claiming that these names and images are racist and derogatory towards Native Americans. But yet, the people that criticize the most on Facebook and on Twitter are sitting on the fence and not doing a damn thing about it. It's time we bring the fight to these groups and help these communities. And you live in these communities where Steve, myself, and most of the Beating Drum radio staff do not live in. You guys need to stand up and fight and help your communities by educating them with truth and dispelling any misinformation being presented to them by the Not Your Mascot Hate Groups. Because you are part of that community. We can't do this alone. We need you. We need the towns. We need the people that are sitting on their couches, on their chairs, saying, well, I signed a petition. I did what I could do. You know what? If that's the best that you can do, don't sign the petitions. Don't do anything. Because you're only doing 1% of the work. I hate to sound rough. I hate to sound mean. I hate to sound like I'm pinpointing people. But we need you. We're reaching out to you for your help. Let your voices be heard, people. Don't sit down. Stand up. Rise up. And let the media hear the positive and the good, the education of Native American names and images and sports and the mainstream. Because we can't do it without you. Just like Kim and all the other people here on hold that are waiting to talk, give us a call. 646-668-8467. Let's educate people, because that is the truth. And the truth always wins over lies. Let's not eradicate Native American names. Let's not bully Chief Wahoo to becoming a thing of the past. Let's not bully the Napa Indians to becoming a thing of the past. Let's not bully the Pawpaw Redskins to becoming a thing of the past. Let's not bully anyone to become the thing of the past. Because eradication is nothing but BS. True education. And I watched a movie called called the Magnificent Seven just this last weekend. And Hollywood is not educating in that particular movie, and that pissed me off. That made me completely want to turn off that movie. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about education, not eradication. And just like every week, just remember one thing, and in life and life itself, never back down. Never give up. Because if you give up, there's somebody else that is pushing against you that will not ever and give back to your communities because they damn well deserve it. Thank you so much for listening to The Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, and DRCP Army. Until next week, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go. It's in the end, baby. Yeah, until the end, baby. Yeah, you know what it is.